Blog Talk Radio.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Hey, what's up, man?
Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Hey, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up, Block Talk Radio Land, man. Welcome all of you guys to The Grind. I didn't forget about you guys, man. I know you're out there. I appreciate you guys dialing in, tuning in on the phone lines right here live on The Grind, man. Absolutely love you guys. Guys, if you didn't know it, this show isn't just on Facebook Live. This show is also on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. You can go there and see this show on Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Every week, guys. You can also, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can also go to my actual Facebook channel, and you can see me on Facebook Live as well. You know how people are these days, man. They want to see you and hear you. So, guys, you know, love that, man. Love that that Beyonce formation. Man, I'm excited about that because it goes hand in hand, man, with what we're going to talk about, you know, a little bit this morning. You know, talking about formation, you know, getting everything in order, understanding how everything works, how everything gels together. Hold on, guys, let me get this turned off, and we'll be good to go. Yeah. Understand how everything gels together. Yeah, some of y'all are saying, yeah, I saw you dancing. Yeah, I can't dance as good as Jay Atchison, but, you know, I get my 1-2 step in. That's about all I do. Yeah, I'm like your boy. Yeah, and they say Fat Joe, he said he leaned back. That's all he do in the club. He leaned back. So I can't do all them step and dancing moves like that. So man, let's jump right into this. Hey, what's going on, Miss Hope Richardson? I see you out there. Thank you for jumping on The Grind, man. Some of you guys are super faithful listeners. I know Hope is one of them. I talked about some of you guys earlier. You guys are always here, man. You're always jumping on. Man, I love you guys. I appreciate it. I see you out there, Miss Pam McCray, my lovely wife. I see you out there. Guys, you make it a treat on Thursday. We're going to see if we can get Pam McCray to actually come in and sit in on The Grind. Actually, you know what? She's just going to take over on The Grind and do the show herself, right? Freedom. She got the microphone to herself to say what she wants to say, when she wants to say it, the way she wants to say it, because that's what we do on this show, right? It's freedom. This is a people show. What you put in these comments, guys, is what I'm going to say. So go ahead and put your comments in, and we'll have a segment in the show where we're going to go back and we're going to take a look at those comments and everything that was said so that you guys can have a voice also. So if you're also on the on Blog Talk Radio itself, and this is one of the advantages of being on Blog Talk Radio, if you guys are on Blog Talk Radio, you're listening to me right now on Blog Talk Radio, you're dialed in, you get the opportunity to raise your hand, and you can actually say something to the people on Blog Talk Radio, share your thoughts, share your aspirations. All we ask, man, is that you guys keep them secure. And you guys keep them clean. You guys keep them tasteful with the understanding that you have the opportunity to help somebody bridge a gap, right? So if you have that opportunity, then, man, chime in and say it. If you want to dial into The Grind as a guest, 657-383-1291, and you'll be live on the air whenever I get ready to bring you on. Just let me know that you want to come on by raising your hand. So guys, let's jump right into this because I believe we are in a season that is going to require something of, I mean, every season requires something of you, but I'm looking at where we are right now, and my dog keeps running back behind me, so I got to make sure nothing reptilish is sneaking up behind me. You know how it is in Florida, man. You start to just look around and there's an alligator behind you yawning. So I want to make sure that I'm safe in that regard. But nonetheless, man, we're in a season, as we are always, to where there's some things that we want to make sure we do and get done and focus on. I'm talking about focus, guys, not hocus pocus. Focus on some things in this season, man. It's November, and to be exact, it's November 13th. And by it being November 13th, some of you guys are, or some of you guys really have to be feeling a little under the gun. you got to be feeling a little behind. Some of you are saying, man, I'm good because I actually got done what I needed to get done, you know, and I feel like I'm on top of the world. And if that's you, man, then awesome. If you feel like you've done everything you needed to get done and you feel like you're on top of the world, then you did what you were supposed to do. As they say, man, you did that doggone thing. But some of you, man, some of you didn't do what you were supposed to do the first three quarters, almost the end of the fourth quarter in 2018. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. Fret not, guys. Fret not. You still have a good month and a half to focus on what you need to do. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what your profession. I don't care where you are. Whatever you're doing, if you were trying to get that Christmas bonus, if you were kind of earn that extra money, if you were out trying to get that promotion that you so desperately think you need, then, guys, by all means, this is your opportunity to focus on just that, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Don't get back and sit down and lay down and say, you know what, I can't, you know what, this year is over. Man, here's the kiss of death, right? I'm just going to wait until January. I'm just going to wait until January to do my thing because, you know, this year is over. And since this year is over, then I can pick it up in January. But guess what? You've been doing the same thing, man, over and over, year after year after year, every year. So why do you keep doing the same thing? If you got a good 45 days to change your life, then why not change your life, right? I heard a great man say once, there are losers and there are those that have not yet learned how to win. There are losers and there are those that have not yet learned how to win. Which one are you? Which one are you, guys? All you have to do is ask myself, which one am I? Am I a loser or have I not yet learned how to win? I would like to believe that some of you guys just maybe have not just learned how to win yet. And that's cool. Because people go through what they go through in life and they don't understand that they were created to be great, but they allow life and circumstances to make them average and mediocre, right? So if you understand that you were actually, you're not a loser, right? You're not a loser. You just haven't learned how to win. It doesn't mean that you're less than at all, right? It could just mean that you've gotten really good at quitting. There's that word. Nobody wants to hear that they're a quitter, right? Nobody wants to hear that I quit, you know, in 2018. But what we do is we pump ourselves up. We tell ourselves what we want to hear so that we can lay down and relax for the next 45 days. We tell ourselves, we whisper in our own ear, right? I heard a great man also say, if you can conquer the enemy within, the enemy on the outside can do you no harm. We fight against self the majority of the time, but we blame it on everybody else on the outside, everything else on the outside, those secondary circumstances that we allow to come into our life. God told you that you were supposed to be great. God created you for a purpose. You may not have figured out yet how to win, but we keep allowing people and things and situations to come in and actually stop us from being great, stop us from learning how to win. How do you learn how to win? This is how great people do it. This is how winners do it. Because here's what I know about winners. Winners never lose. I don't care what the situation is, right? If you get punched flat in the face, right, and your eyes all black and puffy and big, you still say, you know what, man, you didn't say you lost the fight. You just said you just learned to watch the person on the right because he could hit you at any point in time too. You learned to not be in the wrong place at the wrong time because now you've learned a lesson that can stop you from losing the next time. So you never lose. Winners never, ever, ever lose. We win in everything. We see the bright side of everything. Somebody can come right now and crashing through my back of my house right now and smash into it. I'm not, oh my God, they just crumbled up the house and they almost hit me. I'm going to say, man, yeah, I'm going to say that. Trust me, I'm going to say that. I'm gonna get mad, but I'm also gonna see the lesson in it. I'm also gonna say, man, thank God that I could have actually got hit. That could have been a lot worse than what it is, because that's one of my things that I used to say. Coffee break. That's one of the things that I used to say. I say, man, if it gets any worse, I don't know what I'm gonna do. God, if this gets any worse, I just don't know how I'm going to handle it. And every single time, man, guess what? It got worse progressively every time. So I don't say those words anymore. I don't want to sit back and try and figure out, you know, why does God keep doing what he's doing? Because I keep telling him to do it, right? So guys, we all have our reasons for quitting, right? We've got our reasons for quitting or stopping the race before the finish line. But the question is, do you really want to win right now? Right, N-O-W. No other way. Talking about right now. There are some of you that think that, okay, my job next year is going to be, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and this. But I'm talking about right now. What are you doing right, N-O-W? No other way that's going to get you where you need to be. Some of you have already realized and believe that it's not the job that's going to get me where I need to be. Some of you understand that I got to focus enough to realize that my self-discipline separates me from my success and failure. Some of us have to focus enough to realize that I am where I am for a reason. And for 4 or 5 days, I'm going to put my feet down. I'm going to let the rubber hit the road, and I'm not going to allow anything to distract me, right? Here's what I heard. I heard Tony Robbins. I want to make sure I get this right, because I loved it. He said, if we could just divorce the story of our limitations and marry the truth of your unlimited capacity, the whole game changes at that point. If we could divorce the story of our limitations, the things that we tell ourselves every day and allow other people to tell us, and just marry the truth of our unlimited capacity, the capacity to learn, the capacity to be able to take on more than we thought we could take on, the capacity to live a limitless life. Once we do that, the game changes. Not just a part of the game, the whole freaking game changes. And I love that when I heard it, because I realized that that point right there was a game changer for me. I realized that I was limitless. Right. I knew that I had to find the best example. Right. That I can find whoever, whatever, whenever, find the best example that I can find. And here's the key, guys. Here's the key. Here's how you tap into N-O-W now. Right? Find the best example and compress time. Right. Compress the time. Stop sitting around playing small. I don't care what it is that you do. Do it big. I always talk about being a red sweater in a sea of black sweaters. I always talk about that, right? I always talk about standing out. I always talk about being that person that smashes average and mediocre in the face. I'm always talking about being that person that never plays small, play big. Everything you do, do it big. Think big. There's a book called The Magic of Believing. There's a book called The Magic of Thinking Big. Guys, when you think big, right? When you think big, even if you go shoot for the moon, you may get the stars or whatever that saying is. Guys, you got to think and play big, right? You got to think and play big. But here's the thing. Most of the things in life, ladies and gentlemen, have already been done before. Most of what you guys are trying to do has been done before. But just in case it hasn't, here's one of the keys. Because your ability to duplicate and create, ladies and gentlemen, notice I said duplicate and create. So you got to be humble enough to know when to duplicate, because there are some people that have gone before you that have done what you're trying to do, and all you have to do is duplicate. I ain't talking about duplicate where they are right now. I'm talking about duplicate where they are in the phase of the thing that you're in right now, where you are right now. If you're on day one and they are on day 365, you can't duplicate what they're doing in 365. You got to go back to day one and figure out at that point, that's when I punch my time clock. That's when I check in. That's when I say, you know what? I got to be here because this is what this person did right here, and I got to start duplicating right here. So you can't jump into the glory before you check into the story. You got to know what the timeline was. You got to know how what made companies great. You got to know what made people great, right? So your ability to duplicate and create as you're duplicating, guys, you always remember you want to make things better, right? You want to make them better, but you don't want to recreate them and make them worse, right? So you duplicate, duplicate it along the way, ladies and gentlemen. You create little things within that thing to make it better without slowing it down. Guys, that's your guarantee that it'll be yours. But a lot of people aren't willing to duplicate. A lot of people aren't willing to give the blood, sweat, and tears to create the thing that they really, really want, what God is putting on the inside. Because I believe that there's a thing that we're doing that only we can do. And I'm talking about you. There's something that you're doing right now or something that maybe you haven't discovered yet that only you can do the way that you can do it. And God put you there with. You just have to figure out how to do it. Remember, it's not the matter of losers, guys, and winners. It's you just haven't learned how to win yet. I'm trying to teach you guys how to win, right? So guys, here's one of the keys that I live by. And I love to say I can empathize with you. I'll never sympathize with you. But I empathize because I want to put myself in your shoes. I want to empathize enough to feel how it feels so that I just don't haphazardly just go off the top of my head and say, you know what, I'm sorry. No, I really want to know what you're going through so that I can feel it, so I can tap into it and identify and click with you. And there's not a whole bunch of new things under the sun, right? But here's what I believe. The more you live it, the more it becomes yours. The more you live it, ladies and gentlemen, the more it becomes. What do you want to be today, right? What do you want to be tomorrow? So whatever you want to be tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, you have to do it today. You can't sit around and wait until the top of the year, and next thing you know, you're in the gym in January, and you're on your job saying, okay, I got my good clothes on today. I'm good. I'm ready. I got my new hairdo for January, and you sat around and wasted 45 days when you could have been playing big. That put you ahead of the game. You could have been 2 inches taller. You could have had those little things in your shoes that people get when they feel kind of height challenged. You could have had those little risers in your shoes already 45 days ago, and you could be standing taller than everybody else. And then God says, oh, yeah, I see you over there. I see you. Get her. Get him. I see you. Okay, yeah, right there. That person has been playing bigger than everybody else, right? So I see you. Guys, 45 days is a lot of time to change your life. But your shift comes, guys, when you realize that everything that I'm saying is not just cliches. They're clues. They're breadcrumbs. They're just a flat-out blueprint of what you need to do to get where you need to be. And here's one of my favorite sayings, ladies and gentlemen. Coffee break before I say it because it's going to make somebody mad. But can y'all tell I kind of like to make people mad? I'm cool with it because I believe that you got to smash a few tomatoes to make some tomato sauce, right? Pizza suck without tomato sauce, right? So I believe that just because you're doing a lot doesn't mean you're getting a lot done. And here's the thing. Don't confuse movement with progress. Don't confuse movement with progress. Zombies move. Zombies move, but they're still zombies, right? You can move in the same thing that you're still doing and keep doing the same thing until 2019, and you're still the same place you were. You didn't do anything to change the game for you. I heard somebody say, focus on your life and not so much the life of others. Focus on what you're doing. Focus on your life. Focus on your life. And you won't have to worry about the hocus pocus. Just focus on what you're doing. Head down, right? Every master, every person that you think is is in the game and they're doing it. You see them and it seems like, man, they're always winning. They're always ahead of the game. They're always ahead of the curve. This seems like I can never catch up because they always think like a beginner. They never think like a master. They think like a beginner. They think that today is my first day and I got to outwork the person that's standing next to me. I got to outwork the person that's behind me trying to catch up. I got to work hard enough to catch the person that's in front of me. So you got to think like my first day at work. What do we do when it's our first day at work? What are we doing when it's our first day in a brand new opportunity? What are we doing when it's our first day doing anything? Guys, we get ready. The progress, the king is the progress. Is the process is the king, guys. We get in it, and we start getting ourselves ready, right? And on that first day, right, on that first day, man, you're a beginner. You're so hungry. You can see the blood dripping from your mouth. The saliva is there. You want it so bad. But somewhere along the line, even though God told us that we can be great, somewhere along the line, we've allowed people, places, things, and situations to circumvent that, to kill that dream. Think about the five-year-old that tells you, I want to be an astronaut. Think about the five-year-old that tells you, I want to be, you know, a scientist. I want to be a rocket scientist. I want to be a general in the army. I want to be surge. I want to be whatever high they dream high, right? They dream high, though. Doctor, lawyer, they want to be all of those, right? At 5 years old, because nobody's telling them that they can. Why is it that people never tell kids that they can, but they want to tell other adults that they can? I would leave that to your imagination, but I'm going to tell you why, because that's what we do on the grind, right? They tell you that you can't because they don't want you to make them feel uncomfortable. They don't want you to get somewhere that they're not going to be. Fear of loss, ladies and gentlemen, is a beast. I'm going to tell you, it works all day and on Sunday. When you have somebody or something that's in front of you and you want it bad enough to say, this is for me. Ladies and gentlemen, you go for it. You don't let anybody else tell you anything. See, it's cute when you're a little kid, right? You know, dude, you can be anything that you want to be, little Johnny. Come on, little Sarah, you can have the world. It's all yours. It's just waiting. The world is your oyster. But then you get up and you start growing up, and next thing you know, they see you with a knife in your hand, and you're trying to open that oyster. You're trying to get that pearl. You're figuring it out, and then they start telling you that the little poisonous things that you can't. They may not be as bold as to come out and tell you, oh, you just can't do that. But they put the little poisonous things in your mind. They shoot those little darts, them little darts that come out of the tube, and it just and it hits your neck and it hits your back, and you just feel a little pinch. And they're poisoning your brain, telling you little things like, I don't know if you do that, this may happen. And you know, this is the good one. You know, I've never done that before. I don't see how that's possible. Who cares what you've never done before? I'm not gonna minimize myself. See, this playing small. I'm not gonna minimize myself to what you've done because you play small. I'm gonna play big, right? And I'm gonna tell you, I would never just aspire to making a living, guys. I would aspire to make a difference in someone else's life. And when I aspire to make a difference in someone else's life, that means I gotta play big. I can't play small. I can't play little. I can't understand that, you know what, someday I'll catch up and I'll just let this little thing called process take its process and don't think that I can't affect it. I can 10X my process. I can compress my time and I can move faster than anybody else is moving. And if I understand that I can do that, ladies and gentlemen, then I am unstoppable. Nobody else can do anything or say anything. And when you become unstoppable, it's like a rocket train. It's like a freight train that's moving, you know, down the track. Who wants to get on the track and try and stop it? Nobody. So they try and go find somebody else that's just moving and not making any progress. Guys, I'm telling you, this is the epitome of what we do, and you got to learn how to focus on the things that you need to do and stop allowing yourself to play small. So many people have such big aspirations as to what they want in life, and they want to be this, they want to be that, they want to have this and that life, that freedom. They want to have this car, they want to have this house. They want to, and stop telling yourself, man, I don't care about where I live. I don't care about what I drive. I don't care about what I wear. I don't care about anything. I'm cool just where I am. If you're cool just where you are, then that means that's the level of your success. That's where you want it to be. Then if you were cool where you are, if you have fulfilled your purpose in life, which, by the way, you don't fully know what road you're going to take to get to it, man, if you haven't fulfilled your purpose in life, man, that's when you take a dirt nap. That's when God says, okay, you fulfilled your purpose. It's time to go. So if you're on this call this morning, that means you haven't fulfilled your purpose yet. You're still here. So how do you focus on the things that you want? Guys, you understand that the things that I just said are not cliche. You duplicate and you create along the way. You stop playing small. You start playing big. You stop being average and mediocre. You start standing out in everything you do. You stop allowing people to get in your ear gate and tell you that you can't, when you full well know that you can. And even if you full well at that point know, I mean, I feel like I can't. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. Just do it anyway. Just go out and start doing it anyway. And when you start doing it, guess what? There's this thing that happens when you start doing it. God starts to open things up for you, right? And you all of a sudden, you see this little narrow path. Then all of a sudden, God starts to open things up for you, and it starts to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you notice you start to elevate over other things. And as you start to elevate, now you're noticing that you've got more space to work. I did a video a while back, guys, when I first had the thought for the grind, right? Guys, believe it or not, I used to call the Global Guru on YouTube, right? And I had this video that I did, and if you guys look that up, you'll probably see it. It's actually in my it's on my YouTube. I had this video that I did, and I was talking about circle, because, you know, even back then, you know, 6 years ago, guys, I was talking about circle, right? Understanding who, you know, guys, you know, Think and Grow Rich didn't just come out when you guys, you know, got attached to certain people that are doing personal development. Guys, back in Think and Grow Rich, we were talking about mastermind alliances 6-8 years ago, right? So I understood the value of a mastermind alliance. I understood that you have to have people around you that are actually there to help you bridge the gap. So they're there to not only get your vision off the line, off the ground of your dreams, but also their own. That's what a mastermind alliance is. So I did this thing, guys. This is your circle now. This is a circle on people, right? You've got this big circle of people that are in your circle, and you're saying, man, I got a lot of friends. I got a big network, right? And then most people realize that your network really isn't really as big as you think it is, because those people really don't follow you, right? So network are the people you influence, right, that are going to follow you. But you've got this big circle of people. And then all of a sudden, when you start – get your mastermind alliance, right? All of a sudden, you're going to see that circle. You're going to start talking to people about what you want to do. Remember the little 5-year-old kid, right? Remember, when nobody tells you can't do something, right? But when you start to be an adult and the rubber meets the road, and people start to realize that, oh, this joker probably really can't do something, and I don't want to get left behind, so I'm going to discourage him. So in this big circle, right, you start to approach different people, and you've got all of these people that you call your work, and you start telling them about your dreams, your vision, and slowly they start to exclude themselves, because they have the audacity to think that if I don't help him, if I don't help her, they can't achieve that. And I can't look stupid. I can't look comfortable. They won't get there before I do. So slowly, slowly, that circle starts to decrease. Right now, you think that, okay, now you're thinking that I've got less friends, I've got less associates, I've got less people to deal with, you know, like, oh my gosh, what's happening to my friends? My friends, my friends, my friends. Focus, stay with me here, okay? What's happening to them? All of a sudden, you get this little bitty, because people are quickly excluding themselves, right? Next, you get this little circle of people, right? You get this little circle of people. This is your ride or die. These are the people that are there, right? But you've got the people that are saying, I'm here, I'm with you. And then even in that, guys, you've got that that real nucleus, the circle of people, like in a church where you think the whole congregation is doing the work and there's only like four or five people really doing the work, that's your nucleus. That's your real mastermind alliance. See how small it gets? It gets super small, right? And then you've got that other part of that, which are people that are just waiting to get in that game that you can activate once they get their stinking thinking right, right? So you've got this core, then you've got the nucleus, right? I believe that the mastermind alliance, the real alliance, is that core nucleus of people that are helping you achieve their dreams as they achieve theirs, right? So now you think everything got so small in the zone that you operate in, when in reality, you're really not operating in that zone. Those aren't the people that you really need to affect. It's all of the people on the outside that you really need to affect. So you think your territory is being shrunk, when in actuality, you're getting more productive and your territory is enlarging. So now you can affect the masses instead of the masses affecting you. Guys, don't confuse movement with progress. Don't confuse movement. You guys should write that down, because some of you are just moving along and you're doing the same thing every day in hopes that people think you're making progress. You're cheating on everything you do. You're really not reading personal development. I'm talking to somebody. If this isn't for you, then it isn't for you. But be humble enough to understand when it is and say, this is me. You're really cheating on you. You're not really doing your personal development. You're not listening to anything. Nobody cares how you do it. If you listen to it, you read it, you know, no matter what. I don't care if you read it in Braille. It doesn't matter. You're doing it. Some of you are cheating. You're not really on your DIET. You're not really eating healthy. You're not really eating clean. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm the person, I'm going to be transparent enough to tell you what I'm doing and what I'm not doing. And I'm going to tell you right now, we went on the whole vegan thing and I tried it and I lost too much weight. I didn't like it. So you know what? I'm eating chicken again. I mean, chicken and seafood again. I'm eating as clean as I can, but I'm eating me some meat, because I lose weight when I don't eat. And I'm the opposite of other people. I know what works for me. Are you the person that's going to focus in this next 45 days, man, and be true enough to yourself to understand that, man, I'm not really doing the work. I'm just talking about it. I'm playing small. You may be the person that just types out everything and tries to keep everybody else in. You know, you just may be the motivation person. You just may be the person that gets up and just tells everybody you're great, you're super. But you go home and you take your tape off, and you can't even fly. You've just been telling people that you can fly. Guys, you got to stop cheating yourself, because you're not cheating anybody else but you. This is your life. God brought you on this earth. He brought you into this world to affect change. The way you affect the most effective change, remember, progress, not just movement, progress. The way you affect the most effective change, ladies and gentlemen, is by working on you. Because no matter what happens in whatever business you're in, I don't care if it's corporate America, I really don't care what it is. Whatever it is, ladies and gentlemen, you are the person that people are looking for. You're the person that people are looking to buy into. When you sit in an interview, guys, don't get it twisted, okay? I want you guys to understand. I want you guys to understand that when you sit in that interview, it's as much as if this is not more of how you present yourself as opposed to what you say. People want to see who you are. What are your mannerisms? How do you look? Do you dress well? Do you do your hair? They don't care about your features. They just care if you care about you. Because if you care about you, ladies and gentlemen, then that means you care about other people and you're going to care about other things. Some people just don't. People are like, you know what? I'm going to go into this interview. I'm just going to fit the funk long enough for people to think that I'm doing what I should be doing, when you're really not. Guys, I'm going to tell you, I've sat on the other side of the interview table, and if you think that the person interviewing you can't really see through you, they can. They're not going to tell you that sitting in front of you, but guys, it's just like that in life. You think people don't know, you think people don't see, but you can only fake the funk for so long, so it's time to focus, ladies and gentlemen, so that you don't get the hocus pocus, right? So guys, read some of these comments, man, because I appreciate and I love you guys, you know, for commenting. And I want to make sure. Pam McCray says busy work. That's absolutely right. Busy work for my people on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to go through these comments for you guys so you can hear these firsthand yourself. Movement is not progress. Don't confuse movement with progress. Busy doing nothing, Ms. Val Davis says. appreciate you, Mr. J. Atchison. The fear of loss is real. Absolutely. They want to keep you average. Yeah, man, people that are average want to keep you average. The fear of loss works both ways. They don't want to let you go because if you go, then that means they may have to get up and do something too. Zuri Imani says, my son last night was telling me he was going to be in the NBA. That's his dream. Absolutely, Zuri. That's his dream. Nobody's telling him right now that he can't. But you have to prepare him for that moment when people start telling him that he's not going to be able to do it. The closer he gets, the more people that are going to be in his ear saying you can't do it. But here's the key to that. If you allow your circle to get here, you won't have that many people in your ear telling you that you can't, because you are straight out, guys. And the last I checked, eagles never descend low enough to hear the negativity from the crows and the turtles, guys. Eagles don't eat from the ground. They eat from the tops of the mountains and the trees. They only swoop down to get their food, but they eat and take it back up. They don't even want to be disturbed by the crows and the turtles telling them, give me some of that. I tell you, you shouldn't even got that. You only got it because you got big wings and big talons. You know, you think you're bad. You think you're big. They take their food and they take it back up where they came from because they want to eat in peace. Now, y'all going to get me on a whole nother message. So that was awesome, Zuri. Pam McCray says Mastermind Alliance. And Mastermind Alliance is real, guys. Decreasing every day. Absolutely. Valerie Davis says stop playing small. Thank you, T. Reezy. Powerful. Confused. You know, Angela Hill says don't confuse movement with progress. Pam says she confused movement with progress for a very long time, no longer. Guys, you got to make that decision that you're not going to just move. You're going to move with progress. You're going to get progress. You're going to move from one point to another, but you're going to move with power. You're going to stay on your toes, man, and you're going to move. Keep your head on a swivel, and everything that you do should have some progress. You should see if you're working a job, you should see you getting some accolades. But don't be like certain people that go out and they work, and then they get a job, they get a raise, and it's not what you thought it was going to be, all right? And then you're mad. Don't wait until that moment. Start working on your dreams right now, something that's going to take you out of what you're in that somebody else can determine what you're doing, right? Looking for me, I know it. Absolutely. Nicole Watkins Fuller says, just doing a whole lot of nothing, looking so busy, time to get real true with myself and stop cheating on my greatness. Thank you, my brother. Absolutely. You're welcome. Anytime. Lisa Farrell says eagles make love in air. I hear you, Lisa. I didn't know that, but they do everything in air, huh? Mastermind Alliance, absolutely. She says I must see progress, just like working out, guys. So everything that you do in life, ladies and gentlemen, I gotta tell you, it's worth you doing big, and stop allowing people to let you to play small, right? So start being the person that you want to be. Start doing the things that you want to do. And, guys, every time you figure this thing out, ladies and gentlemen, then that means it's a feather in your cap and somebody else sees that. And now you don't have to worry about playing small anymore, man. So God bless you guys, man. Remember, focus. Take your day, guys. Seize the day. Do something today that your tomorrow self is going to be grateful. Now, I'm not talking about the people that aren't perfect. If you're already perfect, then I ain't talking to you. I'm talking about people that aren't perfect, that still got some work to do and understand that they're ready to focus, man. God bless you guys. Have a great day, man. Remember, man, go out and affect somebody else. Like, don't just live.
This song is not for you if you've never cried a river or had your heart broken in two. This song is not for you if every day you wake up the sky are blue. But this is for
If you love judging others, but you make the same mistake.
God has always made a way. If you have food.